USA Radio News with Kenneth Burns.
It happened overnight Saturday. The nationwide average for a gallon of regular gas is top $5 a gallon, according to AAA. That's 19 cents higher than last week and $1.93 higher from this time a year ago. And some places are paying well above $5 a gallon. California has the highest average in the country at $6.43. Mississippi has the lowest average at $4.52 a gallon. Add to that, inflation hitting its highest levels since 1981. The Bureau of Labor Statistics says consumer prices have surged 8.6% last month. The cost of groceries up nearly 12%. Rent is also up by 5.5%. President Biden blaming Russia and its war against Ukraine.
But we've never seen anything like Putin's tax on both food and gas.
Economic experts are also pointing to the money from stimuluses due to the pandemic. This is USA Radio News.
It was very important to feel like a company valued me and my family's time, specifically helping get the timeshare company off of our backs.
Do all the good you can, by all the means you can, and all the ways you can. I'm Chuck McDowell, CEO and founder of Wesley Financial Group. I first heard that John Wesley quote when I was 11 years old in Sunday school. I even have his words displayed at all of our offices to give our employees the same purpose I have when fighting to get clients out of a fraudulent timeshare.
If you were not satisfied with other companies, look directly to Wesley Financial and they will help you.
I promise we'll do all the good we can every single day. That's why I guarantee we will cancel your timeshare or you'll pay nothing.
Call for your free information kit. 800-843-1313. 800-843-1313. 800-843-1313.
Thousands across the country marched for their lives. It's a demonstration demanding Congress take action against gun violence in the wake of recent mass shootings in Uvalde, Texas, and Buffalo, New York. More than 450 rallies took place, with the biggest one happening in Washington, D.C. They were organized by March for Our Lives, which was created in 2018 in the wake of the school shooting in Parkland, Florida. Nicaraguan President Daniel Ortega is authorizing Russian troops, planes, and ships to come to his country for the purposes of training, law enforcement, or other emergency response. A spokeswoman for the Kremlin's foreign ministry called the measure routine. Ortega has been a staunch ally of Russia since his days leading the 1979 revolution that ousted dictator Anastasio Somoza. All of the major indexes on Wall Street closed down for the week, all due to inflation concerns. You're listening to USA Radio News.
Suspense.
The shadow knows.
Mystery in the air, starring Peter Lorre.
I am the Whistler, and I know many things, for I walk by night.
The greatest radio shows of all time, Classic Radio Theater with Wyatt Cox. On this radio station or at our webpage, classicradio.stream. That's classicradio.stream. Or search your favorite podcast app.
North Korea leader Kim Jong-un doubling down on his arms buildup. He says it's due to an aggravating security environment. Kim's comments coming during a three-day political conference wrapping up on Friday, where he defended his accelerating weapons development as a rightful exercise of sovereign rights to self-defense. The plenary meeting of the Workers' Party's Central Committee came amid a streak of missile demonstrations that's aimed at forcing the United States to accept the idea of North Korea as a nuclear power. A lawsuit brought against the National Rifle Association by New York Attorney General Letitia James will continue thanks to a New York judge who dismissed the NRA's claims that the case is a political vendetta. James is accusing some of the group's top executives of financial improprieties and is seeking to dissolve the group. The NRA said in a court filing last year that James is waging a blatant retaliation campaign because of its views. The judge says that the lawsuit is no mere rich hunt. The leaders of the National Governors Association say they are forming a bipartisan work group to come up with recommendations to stop mass shootings. Republican Governor Asa Hutchinson of Arkansas is the chairman of the group. Democratic Governor Phil Murphy of New Jersey is the vice chair. They wrote in a letter to the White House that they will convene a group of 6 to 10 governors with a particular focus on making schools safe. Governors across the country are split along partisan lines on how to respond to the mass shooting at an elementary school in Uvalde, Texas. For USA Radio News, I'm Kenneth Burns.